He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday live edition. It's the May 23rd live edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Broadcasting again today from Sarasota, Florida, where we got a little bit of sunshine. We've got more sunshine in Sarasota than we have in the market right now, however. I guess I missed Trump's comments yesterday, which turned the market around from the upside to the downside, and that's spilling over into today. The Dow right now is down 91 points. That puts it at 24,743. We were above 25,000 there for a while on Monday. The S&P 500 is down 8 points right now to 2,716. You can tell I'm in Sarasota. A lot of ambulances here in Sarasota. Go right underneath the hotel here. NASDAQ down 20 points, 7,357. Russell 2000 down 3 points to 1,622. Crude oil down 20 cents today. That knocks crude oil down to 77 cents. We've got the bond market behaving itself today, although it's been pretty naughty all year. Most bond funds are down 2 or 3% year to date. Let's see, what is gold doing today? Gold is down $2.80 to $1,289 per ounce, and that 3-year yield or the 10-year yields come all the way back to 3.03. Now we were at 3.10. I don't know if we'll see a under 3% print though again. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. You know, it would seem to me, I've heard a lot of reasons why the market, despite very strong earnings, a very good earnings season, and another good one underway right now, why the market can't get much more traction. And I've heard a lot of different theories thrown around. I've heard this is good as it gets. I've heard that theory. This is not as good as it gets. Earnings are only going to get better and better. I've heard the theory that interest rates, rising rates, well, we're at 3.03%. I'm not really buying that theory. I've heard rising oil prices, which are like a tax on the consumer. I've heard that theory. I don't think any of those theories are right. In my opinion, what I've observed, the market ebbs and flows with Donald Trump's popularity. Now, whether you like the man or not, the market likes his agenda for the economy. And the market, in my opinion, from my observations, is scared to death of an Elizabeth Warren, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Bernie Sanders agenda for the economy. The stock market would not like that at all. And when Trump's popularity rises and things are looking good for the Trump administration, the market does well. And when North Korea backs out or is threatening to back out of this sudden reversal that they've done, or when the trade talks come back, the trade wars come back, well, that harms, in the market's mind, Trump's favorability ratings and the likelihood of his agenda being reelected, not only in the midterms of this year, but when his term is up a couple, 3 years from now. So that's what I think is driving the market more than anything right now. But in the end, the market always comes back to earnings. And the earnings picture for the market still looks very, very favorable. On the other hand, the interest rate picture looks very, very unfavorable. I want to talk a little bit more about that today. Stocks slumped yesterday. They're slumping a bit today as Trump cools on the China trade talks. See, it was kumbaya on Sunday, on the Sunday talk show circuit with Mnuchin and Navarro and Kudlow and all those saying, okay, we're going to declare a truce. And the market reacted on Monday with a 200-point gain. Well, and then Trump backed down a little bit yesterday saying, you know what, I'm not happy. Trump dismissed reports that the U.S. and China had agreed to a broad outline to save Chinese telecom ZTE. And he also said that I'm not happy yet. I want to get this over quickly, but we're still not there. And that has the market roiled a little bit. And really and truly, I think that is the biggest factor driving the market on a day-to-day basis. Now, you know what? You can't get caught up in the day-to-day, even though I have to be in neck-deep day-to-day. You as an investor should think more about where the earnings are headed this year and next year. We have a long ways to go, says Donald Trump. He's not satisfied with trade talks with China, but he wants the talks to go fairly quickly. Well, me as a market participant and a fund manager, a portfolio manager, I would also like for the trade talks to go fairly quickly. All right, the largest bond ETF. How do you create a bond index? Well, looking inside AGG, which is BlackRock's $55 billion core U.S. aggregate bond ETF, the ETF includes 9,917 bonds as of May 17th. Well, there's a lot of bond funds out there. We've spoken with quite a few people so far here in the Sarasota area. And there is a definite tone to a lot of the talks that we've had. Folks continue to be recommended asset allocations that include a large exposure to the bond market and bond funds. Now, in this industry, I can't make any guarantees other than death and taxes, but it's almost a sure thing that 3 years from now, the bond market interest rates will be a lot higher than where they are today. I'm just a probabilities guy, all right? What are the odds? 10 to 1? 20 to 1? Or are the odds like 1 to 99? I mean, I think the odds, the probabilities of interest rates being higher 2 years from now, 3 years from now, 4 years from now, 5 years from now are very, very high. The probabilities that interest rates will be higher. That's like, you know, if the probabilities are really high of going into a recession, doesn't it make sense to take some kind of defensive action to get out of the way of equities and the stock market and stocks and positions that are sensitive to the economy? Why does it make any less sense when it's almost a certainty that interest rates are headed higher to not get out of the way of bond funds? Yet, you know, when I talk to people about it, they know they shouldn't be in bond funds, but somehow they've been convinced by the mass media or my industry, which is about 70% passive these days, that don't worry, you'll be okay, we're in short-term duration, whatever the excuse may be. This is modern portfolio theory. This is a Nobel Prize-winning theory on economics, and you need to stay the course. It just makes no sense to me whatsoever. But then again, you know, I saw people stand pat in 2008, 2009, because they were told to stand pat and do nothing. And I saw the same thing in the year 2000 with the tech stocks. I was lulled into the analysts and the so-called experts on the street saying, do nothing. This is a new paradigm, this NASDAQ. We're in the internet age. This is the dot-com era. Valuation doesn't matter anymore. These dot-coms will come bouncing back. Don't worry. Stay the course. Well, you know what? I learned my lesson back in the year 2000. Okay? I don't listen to anybody anymore. I follow my own numbers. I kind of watch, you know, out of the corner of my eye what other people are saying. I'm just going to tell you what I'm saying. I would have zero exposure, and that may sound like a radical idea, zero exposure to a bond market that's almost certain to go down over the next several years. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the best stocks now and the worst bonds now. Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stay
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We are pretty booked up here. Today's Wednesday. Tomorrow's Thursday. Maybe we could squeeze somebody in on Friday, or we may have a cancellation. Friday, maybe we could, earlier in the day. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, if you want to see. We can work in. We're here at the Westin Hotel in downtown Sarasota. I had the best sandwich I've ever had yesterday. We've got a guy that listens to the show that owns the main bar. I went to the main bar for lunch. No, it's not a bar. It's an institution here in Sarasota. It's a sandwich shop. It's like a miniature Carnegie Deli. Oh, man, was it good. So if you're in the Sarasota area, make sure you say hi to Chip at the main bar and get the Aztec sandwich, which I'm especially a fan of since I went to San Diego State, whose nickname is the Aztecs. How could I not get an Aztec sandwich? Rare roast beef and jalapeno mayonnaise. Man alive, was it good. Well, we've got some good news coming out of the Trump administration. The House passes Dodd-Frank rollback, sending it to Trump for signature. The House approved a rollback of Dodd-Frank financial reforms by 258 to 159, sealing a legislative victory for Donald Trump, who's next up to sign it. The new legislation provides relief for small and regional banks. Boy, do they need it. With less than $10 billion in assets, if they have a leverage ratio of 8 to 10% of assets. For the bigger banks, the minimum asset threshold for banks to see stricter oversight from the Fed is raised from $250 billion to $50 billion. That's good news, and I continue to be bullish on the financial sector and on the banking sector, because remember this, while bonds and debt instruments suffer from rising interest rates, banks and financials are on the sunny side of the street. They benefit from rising interest rates, and I continue to have a fairly decent exposure to the financials and the banks, and this is very good news. In fact, yesterday when the market was down, almost 200 points by the end of the day, the financials were actually up 0.6% yesterday because of this rollback of Dodd-Frank. Trump proposes new tax cuts before November. What's happening in November? Okay, why does he want to get the tax cuts done before November? President Trump said Tuesday night that his administration will be submitting additional tax cuts sometime prior to November. In Trump language, I mean, this is classic, he says it's going to be something very special. Where have we heard that? We hear that all the time. This is going to be something very, very special. He didn't offer any details, but he said he planned to meet with Republican Rep. Kevin Brady, who's from my neck of the woods in California, who's the chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, which writes tax legislation. Well, that might help those people running for re-election in November. And once again, you say, why do you even talk about these things on a stock market show? Because this is one of the biggest factors on your IRA and your 401k right now. That's why I talk about these things. We get the Fed minutes today. We'll see how that turns out. The Fed officials fretting, chewing their fingernails over the flattening yield curve. They'll be talking about inflation. They'll be putting that all under the microscope today. They're not. Now we're hearing that they're comfortable with a little bit of an overshoot of inflation, which would be above 2%. And some others are worried higher inflation could lead to a de-anchoring of inflation expectations. So we're anxiously awaiting. Imagine reading through the Fed minutes, okay? What do they call it, the beige book? That's got to be some inner. But somebody's got to do it. Somebody's got the job at Morgan Stanley or Merrill Lynch or bank and whatever of reading through the Fed beige book and reporting on their findings. Eurozone economy slowdown continues. But wait, not so fast. German economy is still booming, but it has lost some momentum. Well, I still have a little bit of exposure to Europe, just a few stocks here and there. They continue to live off of monetary policy alone, which we did for 8 years under the Obama administration. That's a zero interest rate, friendly central bank, accommodative, and we got about 2% growth out of monetary policy by itself. Well, I can still remember my Econ 101 class in college. And we learned that in addition to monetary policy, there's something called fiscal policy. Fiscal policy mostly involves taxation, regulations, those kinds of things. That's what Europe really needs to get out of the 1.5%, 2% growth that they've been mired in for a long, long time. But I don't ever expect to see that coming from Europe. They will continue to live off of monetary policy alone. But really and truly, I mean, Europe continues to basically crawl the Eurozone with their economy. Yes, it's going up. No, it's not in recession. But could be a lot better growth over there. The 30-year mortgage is now at 4.86%. How long will it be before we hit 5% again? Now, that's not like the 15, 16, 17% that we're paying back, in the 70s? And it's not like the 3.25% we were paying just about a year and a half ago either. We are back up to 4.86%. Does this affect your portfolio? Will it affect your house, the value of your home? It affects your mortgage if you have an adjustable rate. It affects you if you're in the real estate industry, if you're a lender, if you're in the mortgage business. I have a lot of friends that are in real estate related industries. So watching interest rates, watching that 30-year mortgage, I can tell you this, people that have been in the real estate market for a long, long time, they are very sensitive. They know what's going on in the bond market, in the interest rate market. And they're not real inclined to invest in the bond market right now. I continue to think and believe that it is a very precarious market. The size of the junk bond market has quadrupled during this bull run. That scares me. The high yield bonds, the junk bonds. No, they're not coming unraveled yet. But I don't want to have any exposure whatsoever. I don't care what the computer says. I don't care what the pie chart says. I'm not on autopilot here. I'm going to try to use a little bit of a logic in today's world. Okay, we've got some individual stocks to talk about when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Thank you.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I'm going to feature a stock here in this part of the show. It used to have some pretty good San Diego connections. I think it still does, although it's headquartered in Mountain View, California. We'll get to that in just a bit here. There's a few other items here. We got those Fed minutes coming out here today. We've got buybacks. U.S. companies unveil buybacks at $6 billion a day, according to MarketWatch. There were U.S. companies announced new stock buyback programs totaling about $183 billion in April and May. Records. That's what they're doing with their tax savings. They're buying back their own stocks. Is that good for you as an investor? Absolutely. It takes shares off of the market. You divide the earnings by the amount of shares. And if there's less shares, there's more earnings. And that drives stocks higher. Five companies accounted for 75% of the buybacks during that period. And of course, these are companies that are flush with cash. Apple, Broadcom, Facebook, Qualcomm, and T-Mobile. Today, Dunkin' Brands approves new $250 million in buybacks and a new donut. Well, that's good. All right, let's take a look at the stock of the day here that I want to feature. I'm going to do one that I actually don't own this time. I wish I owned it. I have owned it in the past. I have had it on my watch list for a long time. Been a great performer over the years. You probably are familiar with them if you do your own taxes. Intuit was Intuit not a disruptive company or not? I mean, ask any CPA or tax professional. Look, they still have plenty of business. But Intuit was definitely a disruptor. I think where Intuit really hit hard was like the big tax preparers, you know, the big firms that do the tax preparation. Intuit was definitely a big disruptive company. But Intuit is more than that. Intuit provides business and financial management software. Are they QuickBooks? Yes, they're QuickBooks. And services for businesses, accounting professionals, and consumers. I still remember when Microsoft made a play for Intuit many years ago, and they were turned down. Of course, Microsoft was already pretty much monopolistic at that time. It wasn't a good time for them to try to buy Intuit, and they were turned down. Intuit has been growing at about 15% per year here. It's now a $49 billion company. Their sales have been growing by about 30 to 40% per year. I know they also have a subscription model now. They do pay a little bit of a dividend, so it could qualify for an income and growth play, although the dividend is just under 1%. But let's look at the particulars of Intuit according to the Best Stocks Now app. Over the last 10 years, INTU has delivered total returns of 22% per year, while the market has delivered only 7%. So Intuit has tripled the returns of the S&P 500 over the last 10 years. Now, obviously, no guarantees going into the future. But as they step up to the plate here today, that's the batting average that I'm showing on my screen. 21.9% per year over the last 10 years. Over the last 5 years, the stock has returned 28% per year. Now, it's a large cap stock. So if you're a trader, if you're very aggressive, or if you're looking for big fat dividends, it really doesn't fit into any of those buckets. I would call it a large cap conservative growth stock in today's world, still growing, still innovating, still making acquisitions. Very, very well-run company. Over the last 3 years, Intuit has delivered 24% per year. And over the last 12 months, the stock is up 50%, while the market's up 13.8%. I got to believe that maybe the simplification of tax laws, supposedly the simplification, would also play into Intuit's hands, making it a little easier for folks to do their own taxes. From a valuation point of view, it's not one of the cheapest stocks in the entire market, but at the same time, I can make a pretty good case for the stock moving higher from its current price. In fact, with this big earnings beat today, it looks like I need to update my 5-year valuation, but it's not too bad, although a lot of that value has disappeared here with the huge run that the stock has made over the last 12 months. As I look at the chart of the stock, which is the third leg of a nice solid foundation that I like to stand on, the chart of the stock also looks very favorable. It's hitting a new, almost hitting a new all-time high today. Intuit's been around for a while. You know, Intuit, I go back, I'm looking at 1999, about when they went public. I still remember them going public way back when. It was about $10 a share at that time. Kind of stumbled along for several years, and then in 2008, 2009, the stock blasted off. Got down to about $20 a share during that time frame, and now it's $192 per share. Let me just see what my current valuation would be on the stock with these new numbers coming in. I see that it looks a little bit overpriced here right now, but if we feed in these new numbers, yeah, I mean, you can still make a pretty good case with 16.7% growth going forward. I have a 5-year target price of $330. I need to update that in my app. I can see I'm off a little bit there. That's going to raise the ranking of this stock by quite a bit. As of today, Intuit is ranked at number 247 out of 5,550 in my proprietary ranking system. And although I do not own Intuit currently, it would be a very strong candidate as a member of a Best Stocks Now portfolio, mostly in that large cap growth or maybe even growth and income. Intuit beats by 22 cents. Let's just take one more look at this quarter that they just reported. Their earnings were up 24%. Their sales were up 15%. You know, when you compare that with some of these soggy stocks out there that people own, I call them stodgy old growth giants of yesteryear. They're just soggy. They're growing by 1%, 2%. I would say that the vast majority of people that I meet with still want growth. Well, it just stands to reason, it's just logical then that you want to find the superior growth stocks. You don't want big recognizable names that are growing at 2 or 3% per year and just lumbering along. One other bit of advice that I've given over the years, don't go chasing stocks because of their big dividend yields. I saw a stock yesterday, Libby. I mean, when's the last time you bought a can of Libby canned peas? Really? Okay. Everybody wants, you know, locally sourced organic peas. You're not going to buy a can of, but Libby's had a dividend yield of 5.6%. And I see articles written all the time on Seeking Alpha and other places about, oh, buy the stock for this dividend. Where else can you get 5.6%? Well, there's a problem. Libby suspended their dividend yesterday. Now their dividend yield is 0%, and the stock went down 19%. So if you're buying dividend-paying stocks, demand that those stocks are also growing their earnings also. Libby has not been growing their earnings. It's a non-growth stock with a fat dividend that went poof yesterday. This is Bill Gunderson. This is the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now radio. We've had a little bit of a reversal, of course. Over the weekend, you know, it was kumbaya. Everybody smoking the peace pipe with the trade talks between the U.S. and China. And then, you know, President Trump still not happy. Yeah, that's a big thing for him. He really, that budget trade imbalance really bothers him. That we buy so much of their stuff and they don't buy so much of our stuff. And he's trying to narrow that gap by about $250 billion and having a heck of a time. And it almost seems to me like North Korea is being held out there as a bargaining chip by China. North Korea totally dependent upon China. I mean, without China, North Korea has no economy whatsoever. You've got coal from, the political people that have opposed Un. They're digging coal and selling it to China. That's about the only industry that they have. And I'm sure China has offered, hey, you know what, if you back off a little bit, we'll deliver you North Korea, you know, and we'll get them to lay down their nuclear arms and this kind of thing. So you got a lot of plates in the air right now spinning. And the market's just a little bit unnerved by it. In the meantime, is the answer Bitcoin? Bitcoin is now below $8,000. What did it get up to? About $16,000? Let me just look at a chart of GBTC, which is the Bitcoin ETF. That's an ugly chart. That is not a good chart at all on Bitcoin as it slides below $8,000. Another area that I remain bullish on. I see today that we're going to have the biggest Chinese IPO in years. A unit of Taiwan's Foxconn Technology, which, you know, makes the iPhones or a big part of them, plans to raise 27.1 billion won, which equals $4.3 billion. Through an initial public offering in Shanghai, potentially marking China's biggest IPO since 2015. The firm assembles iPhones as well as cloud computing and telecom equipment. I still believe that if you're a growth investor, I know there's guys out there, the death of China and the collapse of China and all this and that. I still believe that that's the best growth market in the world. Am I 100% invested in Chinese stocks? No. But am I very bullish on the future of Chinese stocks, Chinese economy, the Chinese stock market? Yes. And I continue to own some of the big ones, some of the proven ones, and I think there will be more come up along the way. Who knows? Maybe Foxconn could be a big one. We'll keep our eye on it. But I think, and they're being started to, you know, the A shares are now being added. Not a big portion in the emerging market indexes. So I think we got to continue to look for great growth stocks out of China. One other little story that caught my eye here this morning. Well, of course, Target, they missed their earnings estimates. That's the pride of Minnesota. I was just talking about Minnesota here with my planner. I said, yeah, we got to get back. I think the lakes have thawed. I've heard that the lakes have thawed. So maybe sometime July-ish, August, somewhere in there, we'll be back at that Mall of the Americas. But the pride of one of the pride of Minnesota, besides the Vikings, Target Corp, down 5.5% today as they missed earnings by 6 cents. They beat on revenues. Lowe's misses by 8 cents. I don't own either one of these stocks. Lowe's is breaking out, however. Lowe's just got a new CEO. They stole away Marvin Ellison, who's very well respected in the retail industry. And Lowe's is actually having a very good day. It's up 9.7% today. Now, here's a couple of stories I caught my eye. BP invests in an Israeli fast-charging battery company. It has invested $20 million in an Israeli company, StoreDot, developer of an ultra-fast charging battery system that could potentially charge an electric car in the amount of time it takes to fill a gas tank. Well, isn't that a great way for BP to kind of hedge, you know, against a cutback in the use of gasoline? Well, BP says the investment is part of a push to tap into growth in the electric vehicle technology and infrastructure. StoreDot also got $60 million from Daimler last year and has developed a super-fast charger for cell phones. It says its lithium-ion battery-based technology can fully charge an electric vehicle in 5 minutes. One other one. Foresight Autonomous. You know, Israel has some great companies. In fact, I think I saw that there is now an Israeli technology ETF. I'm going to look into that one. There has been some great technologies come out of Israel. I just noticed a new one that I didn't know about. Foresight Autonomous. I don't have the symbol in front of me, but they are a competitor to Mobileye, which was bought out by Intel. Foresight Tech Autonomous reported earnings today, upbeat by 11 cents, and they are a company that makes the camera-driven system for an autonomous driving system. So I added Foresight. I will be adding it to my app today. It's a recent IPO, and they are a player. One last one in that little group, Blink Charging, announces that its cloud-based Blink network has grown to more than 125,000 members. The Blink network includes over 14,000 deployed electric vehicle chargers nationwide. In other words, they're building a nationwide network of charging. They're the ones that were in the news recently by putting in some chargers, a deal with Whole Foods Market, which is Amazon. And they say that they are continuing to expand their robust network of electric vehicle charging stations accessible to drivers wherever they may be going. Well, if you're headed towards the Sarasota area, we'll be here two more days after this, and then probably not for several months until we're back. So if you'd like to meet with us, 855-611-BEST, GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.